Hello and welcome to the VegGrow Podcast Supporters Club. It is Monday the 25th of September 2023 and apologies for not putting this podcast out last night. Actually had quite a long tiring day and I'm actually off this week and next, so I decided to record this podcast episode for you today. Hope you've all had a fantastic weekend. I certainly have. I got a lot done over this weekend. Planted up my garlic, which is absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to see it grow. We've got a lot of garlic growing in various locations at the moment, so going really, really well. You'll hear more about this on tonight's podcast, on the main podcast, which I'm hoping will actually be able to get out a little earlier today, just because got a bit more time on my hands. Now today I want to talk about how to grow corn salad. It's one of the last seeds to sow from this month's seed packet, and it's actually one a very interesting plant, I find. It's often treated as a weed in many places. It's also known as lamb's lettuce, and it's a very tasty, nutritious vegetable, or salad leaf, I guess you could say, to grow. It's also very tolerant of cold temperatures. It will thrive in full sun, but it can also tolerate a little bit of shade. So first of all, to get started, we have to prepare the bed, make sure there's plenty of fresh compost, clear of any weeds and stones, and that there's plenty of moisture in the soil. I like to water about an hour before I'm going to sow the seeds in when I'm doing it outside. And what I then do is just make sure I've created a nice straight drill about a centimetre deep, and into that we're going to sow a few seeds. Now, it is best to sow a few seeds every few weeks to encourage or get a continuous harvest. But yeah, we just sow a few seeds, try and get them about 15 centimetres apart, close them back over, cover back over with compost, and leave the corn salad in there to do its thing. Pretty soon they will germinate, and then we want to really thin them out to one every 30 centimetres. Continue to let them grow, and then just harvest the tips when they are ready or as you require them. I do find they taste best when they are younger. And then there you go, as easy as that. If you do want to feed them, if you've added plenty of compost, you may not need to feed them. But if you do need to feed them, then chicken manure pellets is the thing I would recommend to use, a high nitrogen fertilizer. Generally speaking, I find we don't need to add much because we have already added plenty of compost. So give it a go. Let us know how you get on. It is an easy one to grow, and I encourage you to give it a go. Now, moving on from that, I'd like to share a few of my thoughts on leaf mould. Now, leaf mould is this wonderful addition to any garden, and you can make it for free. It's something I often talk about at this time of year on the main podcast. I'm probably not going to this year because I go over it so much, and it is so, so easy to do. The hardest bit, but we'll cover this in this topic today, the hardest bit about it is actually getting enough leaves. So the first things we're going to need is a bin, and any compost bin will do. Now, I actually have a homemade leaf mould bin, and it's basically a cube frame made out of wood with chicken wire stapled to it. You could use Hessian sacks if you so wish and just leave those behind a shed, but I find that a leaf mould bin is perfect. Of course, you could always just use a Dalek style compost bin as well, but I do find leaf mould needs plenty of ventilation to really get the best out of it. And all we're going to do is fill these leaves up. Now, some leaves are better than others. Certain trees take a little bit longer for the leaves to rot down. Not so easy to work out, I'll be honest with you. So all I do is I just collect as many leaves, as I possibly can. Now, I go to our local park to collect the leaves. I do have permission from the council for this. And the reason I go to a local park, I don't really want to collect them from the side of the road because they may be contaminated with oil or petrol and things like that. And I also don't take them from any woodlands, and that is because they are essential for the trees in the woodlands. A local park, generally speaking, they have to clear lid leaves up anyway to council. They need to dispose of them, so they're happy for us to take them. Now, I did mention the woodlands, and this is where you often find leaf mould naturally developing. So leaves will shed their trees will shed their leaves every autumn, and those leaves fall to the ground, and generally speaking they rot down where they are in the woodland. So that top layer is just full of life, plenty of bugs, plenty of worms, plenty of, you know, good, healthy compost. And that's what we're effectively is going to be making. So we've collected our leaves. We place them in our bin. It is possible to speed it up by running over with a lawnmower, but again, that's a bit more work. And what I also try to do is just have, so if I fill up my compost bins and I still want more, I've got a few old dust bins that I also fill up with leaves. What will happen is these leaves in the bins will reduce down. And as they reduce down, I try and add more of the leaves from the bins to them just to try and fill it up a bit more and make it a little bit more. Basically, make sure we get plenty more leaf mould. It's such a valuable resource. Now, after a year or two, these will be completely rotted down and you get this really lovely, fine composting material. It is absolutely fantastic. It's very low in nutrients. It's really crumbly-like. Now, you can use it as a mulch. You can use it to make up some potting mixes by mixing it with a bit of soil or something, or also to cover your seeds when you sow seeds. Something I hear often people have trouble with is germinating parsnip or carrot seeds. So what I find is that if you sow your seeds into a drill like we just spoke about with a corn salad, and you cover it over with this leaf mould, because it's very easy for the plants to move out of the way, the seedlings to move through the leaf mould, they get a good start, and it's very low in nutrients, so it is a great thing to grow or to make. Sorry, my words are not coming out very well today, but you get the idea. I don't tend to edit these podcasts so much because I want them to be as natural and raw for you guys as possible. Anyway, you get the idea. Hopefully you're going to give it a go and start making some leaf mould this year. I certainly am. I've been doing it for several years running. This year is not going to be any exception, and I'm going to start making it pretty soon. So get collecting your leaf where you can. Right, guys, that is it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will be back again next time. So until then, please take care.